Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Now we like to pray together by singing our anthem song, Nkosi Sikelela Afrika. God bless Africa.
Nkosi Sikelela Afrika. Mali uphaka Yesu, dumo lwayo, yizwaye mithandazo yethu.
People, what's going on? Coming live and direct from Los Angeles, though that's Nkosi Sikelela Afrika. God bless Africa. The national anthem of South Africa. But before it became the national anthem of South Africa, it was the national anthem for the struggle, for the war, for our independence across the continent, north, south, east coast to the Kenyans, west side to the Cabo Verdeans, down offshore to Zanzibar, Madagascar, up north to Mauritania, Libya, Morocco, back to the central of DRC, Congo, Brazzaville, Congo, Angola, Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Namibia. I could go on and on. Folks, what's going on? Word on the street, word on the street. Today's word on the street is Ome Congo. What's going on, people? If you're coming in live and direct, give me a call, 646-595-2892. 646-595-2892. Or chat with me live and direct on the homepage of blogtalkradio.com, Saeed Dabinga. People, what's happening? I know a lot of folks been asking, when am I going to be a word on the street? When am I going to be a word on the street? Well, the reason why you should be a word on the street, and I'll make you a word on the street. This is my show. I'll get you on. I am the clearance. I'm not going to pass the buck. The buck stops here. In Ghana, the CD stops here. In Congo, the franc stops here. Wait a minute. How in Congo and the franc stops here? Okay. The Lakota stops here. Angola, the Kwanzaa. Yes, not Kwanzaa, the African-American, Black American celebration of seven principles of Kujichagulia. I'm talking about Kwanzaa, the currency in Angola. People, what's the word? What's the word? You know, I've been trying to do this show for a while. You have no idea how close we came to not having this show up until we went on the air. You see, I like to play some music of the people we talk about or some interviews we talk about. And the thing with Ome Congo, you know, Ome Congo, wah, Dabinga, people, omekongo.com, omekongo.com. That's omekongo.com. Go check them out. Spoken word, advocate, social entrepreneur, publisher. Oh, by the way, PhD candidate, people. That's the man. Check him out. Yes, he is my younger brother. Yep, here comes. He knows already. Is he your younger brother? Yes, that is he. Oh, here we have an email from South Africa. Wait a minute. Who's this person? My name is Andy. Andy in South Africa. Okay. He wants to know, is Ome Congo the same gentleman who was here a couple months ago? I can't make up the writing here. He must be using those right to left keyboards. Who did some poetry and spoke to a school, and I saw him recently on a video. Yes, Andy, that is he. That is Ome Congo. He's been around spreading the word of bettering humanity. Today's word on the street focuses on the world renowned Ome Congo. La Huka, La Haka, Wa Dabinga, artist, inspirational speaker, by the way, publisher. He's a man of many talents with one object in mind: to make this a better world than it was when he came into it. And again, right now there's no recession, so He's ongoing, but people, what's going on? Hope you're doing well. Rock it to me, 646-595-2892. You know, it's going to go. I always have this question. You wonder, now let me tell you something. There's those poems that are roses are red, violets are blue. We're kicking you out because your mortgage is due. Maybe that's not fun. Okay, if you want, because I know it wasn't funny, but it just popped in my mind. You know, Omicron doesn't do those kind of spoken words. That's like four or five lines. He does like those biblically long Dead Sea Scrolls in length proclamations. I once saw him do a performance here in L.A. about 3 or 4 years back, and I stood there saying, there's no way on God earth I could do that poem. And I asked him, I said, how do you do it? He says, you know, I just get in the flow, I get in the spirit, and it just flows. But there's always this little a little hostility in some of his words. And I'm always wondering, who's he mad at? Oh, my Congo, you got to tell me something. Who are you mad at?
Y'all weren't ready for it before.
Change?
Y'all definitely ain't ready for it now.
You know, change ain't always good for everybody. All y'all cats out there messing up your lives at the expense of your loved ones, I ain't with you. I'm mad at you. I got no love for you.
Bootleg.
Can't just be doing your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies I ain't talked to in a while. I'ma send this one out to y'all. You know what I mean? Cause I'm mad at you. Heard y'all kicking up dust out there. Living it up. Can't even tell your mothers what. Nah, brothers. Cause I'm mad at you. Now we was once two brothers of the same kind. Used to holler at a sister with the same line. You was much more outgoing, but I stayed calm. You started balling, I started taekwondo. Remember when you had a Gumby, I had the flat top. Used to spend all afternoons in the barbershop. But then, went off to school and everything changed. Oh, you a CEO now, no more blue collar days. Heard you got a wife now with two great C's. Don't wanna go to the club and now you smoke weed. I can deal with all the changes, man, except for one. Heard you on the DL, new situation. Heard your wife was a virgin before y'all got hit. Man, I wonder how she feel about the new life switch. Well, congratulations on your family. I hope your wife knows she got a liar for life living on the down low. I knew we grew apart, but when I think about it, look at my bro, kind of funny, but never thought about it. And I can see it's after school, we balled. Watch you holler at the girls, you got all the calls. Now the whole thing's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got two boyfriends and a wife in the kitchen. We give respect, you came clean and just told the truth. You got a house, nice car, cell phone with Bluetooth. And I ain't gonna trip, and I ain't laughing at you. But you lie to your fam, that ain't right, so now we're mad at you.
Y'all weren't ready for it before.
Change.
No, they weren't ready for that. Woo. He mad at him. Now we know who he mad at. Break it down. Break it down. He just flows it. That's from, I believe, the one of his prior CDs, The Bootleg, featuring Omicongo and D-Mite. That's right, people. It was called The Bootleg, featuring Omicongo and D-Mite. He just goes different styles. Tupac, Biggie. Always has something to say. What's going on? He'll do his duet here and there. I'm just really proud of what he's doing. Like I said, when we first started this groove, it's not just going to be about the Congo on my little station here. Not little station, because we're getting listeners from all over the place. Clarksdale, how's your commissioner election coming along? I have my resume. When you get elected, you're the representative to the African community. Just let me know. Just work something out. But like I said before, I just didn't want to talk about this Congo and Eastern Congo and Congo. But talk about other things, you know. Life is diverse. My friends are diverse. The people are diverse. You know? So let's talk about other things. Let's highlight people who should get the love, should get the spotlight. The word on the street today is Omicongo. Go to omicongo.com. O, M as in Mary, E, K, O, N as in Nancy, G-O.com. Check him out. Check out his videos. He was doing videos, please, when he had no video camera, he was doing videos. New York, Boston, D.C., Maryland with his crew. I think one is my frat brother, actually. Iota Phi Theta, Fraternity Incorporated. Ow, ow. And he's just been doing his stuff. So, you know, he's been busy touring recently, so we weren't able to get the newest, latest release. You could also check him out on myspace.com/Omicongo. That's myspace.com/Omicongo. For those that cannot spell it right, I'm going to come to you again. O, M as in Mary, E, K, O, N as in Nancy, G as in George, O, or just go to the website, omecongo.com.
We're going to take a little commercial break here, people. We have our new sponsor. Can't tell you who it is, but you know, we're able to take commercials now. So let's take a quick commercial break here. And you know, we have to serve the community and make sure our PSAs are proper, because it's all about enlightening and uplifting the community. So let's take our first commercial break.
Bootleg Mixtape.
This is a public service announcement sponsored by Regination and the good folks at Masenga Management. It is my pleasure to introduce Omekongo. Y'all might know him as one of the most prolific poets of our time. Y'all ain't know he can spit, though.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is O to the LD. My family is from the DARE. And maybe even one day you will call me President of the DRCO. Fresh out the frying pan, into the fire I be. Poetry's number one supplier. Fly it and your pilot flying up on the plane. Got the heart and soul from Grenade, bearing my name. That's right, O. Not equally, but similar to reflection. Reach lyrical insurrection. I drop the knowledge like your course in college. My brother Sam told me, oh, live it with no ledge. So that's what I'ma do. Take you back to the flows of the last 4 weeks and fast forward to 06. Let me show you dudes what I do to protect us. They can't stop us once we choose to respect us. This is war, y'all.
To our complacent black actors, athletes, and artists out there, I ask, where's the outrage? Spending all your time on stages and not giving a damn for what's going on behind cages like Maya Angelou's bird. It's absurd because you act like you ain't heard that there's wars going on in too many parts of the world, but you're only concerned of bling blinging.
Bring it.
Oh, don't lie. Gotta tell the truth, even if I make song cry. I'm like Lumumba of the new age. I got this. Fully believe you can't stop us. I get mine by any means on whenever there's a threat. Get your vest for your head. It's not my proof yet. Yo, I'm like current flood. I'm trying to change the game. Do it for love, not the fortune and the fame. And I do it right. Ain't no sense to me acting like this ain't part of God's aim. And y'all can blame my environment, cause my parents said I got to be proud of who I am. I hope you don't think losers are the only brothers without those cars and private planes. If you do, then how would you explain? We fought slavery and broke almost all the chains. We got a hustler spirit, it's a period. Check out your culture, watch the way you share it. Check out my bag, it was full of bad books, brother. No matter where I go, I get...
Wow. Wow. Now that is a first, people. That is a first. Whoa. Wow, people. That is a first. We got so many people. This is Sia Dabenga to come back live. I hope this sounds proper. We had so many people come into our show at one time. We were kicked off the server. We crashed. Whoa, I think that's a record. No, it happened before, actually. Oh, what? I'm stunned. We were in the middle of our groove, our PSA. We finally get a sponsor, and all of a sudden, we just, wow. I'm stunned. Omekongo. I'm going to have to do an hour show on him. Stop charging. People, we played his PSA, and all of a sudden, so many people, and I'm telling you, I'm looking at my chat server, my screen here. So many people came online at one time. It knocked us off the server. Hey, you know what? I like that. Just for that, we got to do a little something different here, because I think people are stupid that they don't think we know electronics or anything like that. You know, they're going to say, oh, we didn't pay the bill or something like that. Well, this is free, so it's not about the bill. But, you know, sometimes people just think, well, you know, we just don't know anything. We're stupid or anything like that. So I think this calls for a song. Now, what are we going to rock here? We were kicked offline. Oh, my Congo, I have to make you a guest on here live. You know, let's talk to your management, the Senga management. What's going on? You need to book him. I'll come and have my people call your people. Well, I do have some people. So, wow. Well, if that's the case, then. By the way, in the PSA, you notice he mentioned Origination. I think Omekongo once did a duet with the founder of Origination, Shaumba. So let's get back to the music and get back to the flow.
Yo, 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 yo It's funny how money changes situations. Real colonials take over nations. Our liberation don't fit your equation. Try to take us back to the plantation. Someone play Africans like we don't. We the ones who started civilization. Everything you try to do will be undone. We know all the tricks from Addis to Cape Town. Ding dong, here come the World Bank song. Gotta pay debt and lose education. But if Africans strong, run for your guns. Take back your pride and your continent. We be number one since creation. Now groupies for westernization. Now you won't cry over cancellation. Beg West for all types of reduction. Why you gotta let them act like champions? We will win some with unification. 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 Now, how come your talk turned cold? You gave up control of your diamonds and gold. So confused that you lost all control. Now it's all lost, what a sight to behold. Our wisdom was better than our silver and gold. War kids homeless and lost on the road. Every man wanna act like he's a god. Rape all the women and take the man's job. Then say you owe us like your name was not. Think they so perfect that we can't see their flaws. Say you're superior, but based on whose laws? No confidence, bring back consequence. Hypocrites always wanna play innocent. Can't win now if we don't unite quick. Stop giving up oil and chocolate. Import and pay more when you import it. I know you don't wanna hear my perspective, but I question mankind and its objective. Cause if we don't change, then destruction comes. And we will win some with unification. We will win some with unification. We will win some with unification. We will win some with unification.
People are bugging back here, partying back here, people. DJ, don't try to mix the DJ. Don't try to mix the DJ. Oh my goodness.
It's funny how money changes.
Wow, the DJ, the engineer, people. Everybody in this studio has never heard that mix before, and the engineer ran to the board and started mixing. He, like, tapped into the motherboard here, the switchboard, and started mixing because there's about 20 people back here behind the glass, and they just started partying back there, people. I'm telling you. So he started, like, I don't know how they do it, where they sit on their computer or whatever. So he started mixing. I'm like, yo, we got to cut it. He's like, nah, man, he just started All right. That's Ome Congo featuring Shaumba, known as Yanja, actually known as Shaumba Yanja, founder of Origination, both represented by Masenga Management people. MasengaManagement.com, Masenga, M-I-S-E-N-G-A, Masenga Management. Check them out. They do a lot of work with Bajimba Consulting, who advises and consults nonprofits. Check them out. Origination Inc. .org. I talked about them last show. ORIGINATION Inc.org. Check them out. People, we have 11 minutes left here. I'm floored. You were actually kicked off the server. So many people came in at one time. I'm glad to know that. Mind you, I'm not complaining. I hope the audio flowed right because, you know, if I have to do another show, don't bother me. So, all right, people, listen up. That was another cut from his bootleg. You know, Michael, we always got to honor the ancestors, like he said in the song, our parents, Dr. Dibinga Wasaid and Dr. Angale Wakabongo, always said to us, we have to be proud of who we are. We're Congolese. We have to be proud of our culture. We're African. That's our culture. That's our roots. That's our foundations. And we have too many of these Africans running and pretending not to be Africans. It's like them Jamaicans trying to say, oh, no, I'm British. Or the Haitians saying, no, I'm French. Or the Congolese saying, no, I'm Belgian. We have too many of those people running around saying, you know, trying to hide who they are. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day how in New York or in Boston or in Toronto, up in Canada, down in Miami, you know, we have all those closet West Indians who, you know, their name obviously says they're Jamaican, Wellington, or Haitian, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they'll say, oh, no, we're not Haitian. No, of course not. We're French. But the minute Carnival come around, you see him waving the Haitian flag or the Jamaican flag or the Trinidadian flag, you know, the Bajan flag from Barbados. You know, those kind of people who hide who they are during the year, I don't like, don't want them around me, they'll sell you out in a minute. They're the ones that got us on the boat, even though, you know, my family, we flew here. Someone was born here. Then we have those Africans who throw on some kente, you know, for some one celebration, but the rest of the year, they don't want to talk to an African, they don't want to know an African, they don't want to be an African. In fact, they don't want to call themselves African-American. They want to call themselves American or Black American. So for me, in that line is very critical, as you said. You have to be, you know, be part of your culture. You're Spaniard, be part of your culture. You're Native American, be part of your culture. If someone to show, if people are showing the bad of your culture, that's because they're afraid of people finding out the good about your culture. Let me say it again. If people are just talking about the bad of your culture, making money off the bad of your culture and portraying the bad elements within your culture, that's because they're afraid of people, particularly the people from the culture, finding out the good and positive stuff of their culture that they're worried about. Let's get it right. Egypt was part of Africa until they found the pyramids there and found out so much science and other things were originated from Egypt. Then they made Egypt the Middle East, forgetting that when the Sahara Desert was lush and green, there was trade between the Egyptians and the West Africans. You know, you find a little bit of pyramids on the west coast of Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Niger, Guinea-Bissau, you know, those places. Cameroon was going out, throwing up. And Egypt. So we have those trades going back and forth. That's what it's about. So for me, you know, when Shaumba does the show, the Origination does the show, they talk about the culture, or Mekong talks about the culture, Sanga, or, you know, Bajimba, Mwadi, you know, Kabongo, Kamanapata, Simba, Mumye, you know, our little nieces. When we talk about the culture, that's from our parents. They made sure we understood who we were. They wanted to make sure we weren't like Simba and Lion King. You know, Mufasa popped up in the clouds talking about, you've forgotten me, so you've forgotten who you are. You know? Mm-mm. Very critical who we are, very critical. We got 7 minutes left, people. I'm hoping this show is flowing. We didn't have that rough interruption there. If there's a moment of silence, we were kicked off the server because so many people came in at one time. So hopefully I came back in time when the song was over. I had to call back into my own show and wait. Treat me like I came from Rwanda and looted Kinshasa. All right, people. You know, only Congo, some people need a proper introduction to the DRC. I know you're a publisher and you do spoken word and you've been to the DRC, but can you give me a proper introduction? I've been there. I was born there. Can you give the people who are listening out there in cyberland, in the internet space, they're landing at Njili Airport in Kinshasa. You're there waiting for them, you know, like, welcome to Fantasy Island. So, Only Congo, can you give them a proper welcome to the DRC?
What? Yo, welcome to the Congo where the slayer slay and Paula Chip is robbing like every day for that diamond and gold, timber and oil. Can't forget the Colts and you'll find in your cell phone and PlayStation. Yo, it's a crazy situation, but since y'all don't get it, let me give an explanation. See, the Congo's so poor because it's so rich. All the minerals and the whole world, they want it. That's why you don't see it on the daily news, because you'd be outraged if you saw the abuse. Like one Tanamo talk like Geronimo Pratt's son, in hopes that we can see some action. Last year it was only covered by Anderson Cooper, but I guess you have something else to do, bruh. The 5 nights it aired from 10 to midnight. Maybe if it was on Oprah, you'd have seen it ride. But old cover the Congo in 2005 had Lisa Ling live on the scene, no lie. Said the violence there is the world's big secret. It was shown in broad day, but I guess you didn't peep it. Yeah, yeah, this is for Patrice Lumumba, Dr. Dibango Asai, Dr. Galela Wakabongo. Anybody out there fighting for the Congo to be free, yo, let's go!
Welcome to the Congo where the slayers slay and innocent folks dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in the morning. Welcome to the Congo where the slayers slay and innocent folks dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in the morning.
See, I've been talking about this since I was 8 years old, before Ye rolled diamonds from Sierra Leone. First, I took the academic route and wrote a paper. Yo was like, man, that stuff's too deep, so make it safer. So I made it artistic and put it in a poem. Y'all was like, you ain't been on Def Jam, so go home. So I made it simple, as could be in a rap. I even went down south and caught the looter track. But for some of y'all, this is still too dense. Might as well be talking another
tongue like French. Parce que tout le monde sait, je parle la vérité. Je veux tout le monde liberté pour Congolais. I say this in hopes that y'all stand up and act. Cause if you silent on the Sudan and the Congo Jack, when they come and rape your women, who gon' have your back? So welcome to the Congo, here's your passport back. With your help, I know we'll get free someday. Congo for the Congolese and Lumumba. A. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get out there and fight for the Congo. You ain't got to be Congolese, you ain't gotta be black. Anybody around the world, you gotta stand up and act, man. Congolese are human beings too. Just if you ain't seen on the news, don't mean you ain't got nothing to do.
Welcome to the Congo where the slayers slay and innocent folks dying like every day. For all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son, and families, they don't stop breathing in the morning. Welcome to the Congo where the slayers slay and innocent folks dying like every day. For all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son, and families, they don't stop breathing in the morning.
Oh, people, there is a party going on here. You heard that song a few times, and you still get down. It's like they're getting ready to go to war. Folks, we got 3 minutes left. Welcome to the Congo where the slayer slays. Get down. We got 3 minutes left, people. 646-595-2892. What's going on, people? Today's word on the street. Ome Congo, inspirational speaker. I believe he's on Les Brown's top platinum level or something like that. I can't remember exactly. Go to the website, omecongo.com. He'll tell you about it. Spoken word artist, humanitarian publisher, inspirational speaker, a man of many talents. And like I said before, he has one object on his mind, one objective, to make this a better world than it was when he came into it. People, we got 3 minutes left. Talked and what's going on. First, you kicked me off my own show by emailing in at one time, and now y'all quiet as church mouse. Check this out. 2 minutes left. I think we give a little Tupac here to take us out just a little bit, but not yet. Not yet. People, thanks for tuning in. We're on the street. We'll be back next Sunday, 7 o'clock. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.